Zach Pohl, who is the Executive Director of Progress Michigan. Zach, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the program. You're pretty upset with Jace Bulger and Roy Schmidt. Why is that?
Well, I think a lot of people are upset. Yesterday, the Kent County prosecutor released a report that found that Speaker of the House Jace Bulger and former Democrat Roy Schmidt had essentially hatched a scheme to undermine an election and perpetrate fraud on the electorate. And what it boils down to is this plan was for Schmidt, again, a former Democrat from the Grand Rapids area, to switch parties at the very last minute on the day of the candidate filing deadline, and then essentially bribe a family friend to run as a fake Democrat against him so Schmidt can get a free ride in his election. And the Kent County prosecutor, interestingly, couldn't find any laws that were broken, in part because no money actually exchanged hands with this fake Democrat. But he blatantly called this an attempt to perpetrate fraud on the electorate. And, you know, the good news is this shameful scheme has failed so far, and now it's time for Bulger and Schmidt to be held accountable for their actions.
Well, if this wasn't illegal, what's the big deal, and what do they have to be held accountable for?
Well, I think what it really says is it speaks to the larger problem with Michigan's campaign and election laws, is that they're so poorly written, and there are these giant holes that you can drive a truck through that it's essentially legal, perfectly legal, under Michigan's current law to try to attempt fraud on the electorate, which is what the Kent County prosecutor said. And interestingly, the prosecutor there is a Republican, and he said that he was offended by what they did and that they undermined the very concept that this country is all about. And one other thing I will point out in the report is the prosecutor referred several points to the Republican Secretary of State to investigate, because there may have been several violations of Michigan's campaign finance law, which ultimately the Secretary of State has the final say in. So this isn't the end of the road in this investigation, and we think, again, it's time for people to start asking some tough questions, both from a House ethics perspective and the Republican Secretary of State.
Monday, Tuesday, and this morning, we submitted requests for interviews to the Speaker, and we have not heard back from them, although they are taking our call. So we hope to give him an opportunity to address this story. From your perspective, Zach, what's to say about the Speaker of the House?
Well, it's pretty shameful. When you so brazenly violate the public trust, I think it speaks volumes about your character. And frankly, you're not fit to serve as Speaker of the House. Bulger needs to start answering some tough questions here. He's essentially lied to the public, his constituents, and tried to commit fraud. Whether that was legal or not is almost irrelevant. He's lied openly and brazenly. We think it's time for Bulger to step aside as Speaker. And that needs to start with his colleagues in the legislature conducting a thorough ethics investigation of this scheme to figure out if any House ethics rules were violated here. And again, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson needs to get to the bottom of this to determine if any campaign finance laws were broken.
Zach Pohl is the Executive Director of Progress Michigan. Zach, you believe that the Speaker of the House should step down?
Absolutely. I mean, when you so blatantly lie to the public here repeatedly over and over about a scheme to commit election fraud, you've lost the public trust, and you don't deserve to serve as Speaker of the Michigan House. And, you know, Bulger needs to do the right thing here and step aside at a bare minimum until the House conducts a thorough ethics investigation of this matter.
Zach, why do you think this happened?
You know, I think, like happened so many times, politicians ultimately really are only concerned about their own reelection here. And, you know, it's clear that Jace Bulger and Roy Schmidt have lost sight of the big picture and have completely the wrong priorities. You know, they were elected to do a job and help create jobs, invest in education, and rebuild our middle class. And so far they've failed to do that. And the fact that they were so distracted and caught up in this scheme to essentially defraud the public just shows that their priorities are gravely misplaced, and they need to get back on track. We can't afford in this tough economy for the Speaker of the House to be conspiring to commit election fraud. We need him to be focused 100% on helping small businesses create jobs.
So what happens next?
Well, again, we'd love to see the House Ethics and Oversight Committee conduct a thorough ethics investigation to see if any House rules were broken. Ruth Johnson needs to thoroughly investigate if any campaign finance laws were broken here. And, you know, we just need these elected officials to start answering some tough questions instead of so blatantly lying to the media and their constituents. We need them to come clean, and they need to do it now before this November election.
Zach Pohl is the executive director of Progress Michigan. Zach, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Tony.